During this back-to-school season, there is one persistent issue: classroom diversity. Students of color make up half of Washington's classrooms, but public school teachers are overwhelmingly white. Esme Jimenez reports from Yakima.
In the Yakima School District, 78% of students are Latino or Hispanic. Despite being a majority in the district, students don't find themselves represented by those teaching them. About the same percentage of public school teachers in the area are white. While the race of educators isn't correlated to the overall quality of education, representation can influence students of color in important ways. The Brookings Institute, a DC-based think tank, points out that having minority teachers can help schools develop culturally competent curriculum, and that teachers of color often have higher expectations for students of color. These benefits can help students perform better in the classroom and improve graduation rates.
It's problematic because our students of color don't see folks that look like them. And we find through the research that there is a positive effect that happens when students are in schools that sort of represent what their actual community looks like.
Maria Flores is director of Title II and Special Programs at Washington State's Office of the Superintendent of Public Instruction. She's also a native educator. Before working for OSPI, she was a science teacher on the Navajo Nation. Flores says she was motivated to become a policymaker because she wanted to do more work at the legislative level. Miss Ibelia Avalos teaches English as a second language at Sunnyside High School. She was a paraeducator for 5 years before she decided to become a teacher. Despite not having many teachers of color, Miss Avalos wanted to become that role model for others. Alvaro Rosas is a sophomore at Sunnyside High School. Miss Avalos is his ESL teacher, and Rosas says that his class with Miss Avalos is his favorite because they understand each other, literally and culturally. The diversity gap within education isn't new. The Yakima Valley and Washington State are mirrors reflecting a national trend. The National Center for Education Statistics inside the U.S. Department of Education notes that since the late 1980s, student populations have grown more diverse, but teacher demographics remain largely white. Nationally, about half of students are youth of color, but fewer than 20% of educators are teachers of color. And despite consistent media coverage, publications from nonprofit and university organizations, and federally funded studies that show students of all races benefit from diverse teachers, the pattern hasn't changed much. So why does this pattern persist? Researchers believe factors like low pay and benefits hold back all potential educators, but especially if they're first-generation college students, low income, or otherwise marginalized. The pipeline to develop educators of color is another possible reason. Because students of color don't often see teachers of color, they don't think of going into teaching themselves. Like a self-fulfilling prophecy, the issue compounds itself. The National Education Association found that often teachers of color have to grapple with schools where students of color are unfairly criminalized with tactics like stop and frisk. At times, teachers of color are then forced to be de facto disciplinarians. But there is hope. Maria Flores from the State Superintendent's Office believes states and school districts can launch programs to improve teacher diversity rates.
When we analyze paraeducator data, paraeducators actually match our student demographics much more closely.
Teacher Ibelia Avalos also believes initiatives like having teacher cohorts that serve as support systems could improve numbers. As we walk into her classroom, she points to the photograph of a past ESL student. That student not only graduated, but is on track to become a teacher. Avalos says her student wants to come back and teach locally in the district. The question remains, however, how long will it be before the teacher workforce actually matches student demographics? I'm Esme Jimenez in Yakima.